Thank you. Yes, it's time for the good stuff with Mike and Kim. Hi, Mike.
Hi there. How's it going?
Very good. I've got something about a little comparison with Michael Jordan, and I believe it's Bill Gates.
Michael Jordan and Bill Gates.
Yep, coming up.
So gotta be kind of interesting.
Stay in your seat for a little while longer. But before, I've got to tell you about Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they are what ranchers read, and there's a reason. They have an excellent reputation for being the number one place to go for local, national, international livestock news. They have livestock auction reports, and they've got great columns. They have classified ads. Everything is in Tri-State Livestock News. Check it out, tsln.com.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County and discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. You know, we've talked a lot about the Niobrara River. It's on the National Scenic River list, one of the top adventures for the Midwest, as well as number in the top 10 for Backpack Magazine's river float times as well. So I wanted just to give you a little, you know, you can do like a 2-hour trip, you can do a 9-hour trip, you can do whatever you kind of want, anywhere in between there, 2, 3, 4, 5 hours, there's ways to get in and out of the river. And of course, the river averages about 2, 2.5 foot deep. So you know, if you fall off your tube while you're relaxing, you stand up. All right? So discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills by going to visitvalentine.org.
That's right. Okay, Mike, Michael Jordan, having retired with $40 million in endorsements, makes $178,100 a day, whether he works or not.
I don't know how he lives on that.
I know. If he sleeps 7 hours a night, he makes $52,000 every night, while visions of sugar plums dance in his head.
I think basketballs bounce in Michael Jordan's head.
You do? If he goes to see a movie, it'll cost him $7, but he'll make $18,550 while he's there.
Okay.
If he decides to have a 5-minute egg, he'll make $618 while boiling it, and he makes $7,415 an hour more than minimum wage.
Pretty good wages.
Yep. He'll make $3,710 while watching every episode of Friends.
Hmm.
If he wanted to save up for a new Acura NSX, that's about $90,000 when this was written, it would take him about 12 hours.
12 hours.
12 hours.
It's ridiculous.
I know. If someone were to hand him his salary and endorsement money, they would have to do it at the rate of $2 every second. And he'd probably pay around $200 for a nice round of golf, but will be reimbursed $33,390 for that round. Assuming he puts the federal maximum of 15% of his income into a tax-deferred account, you know, like a 401k, his contributions will hit the federal cap of $9,500 at 8:30 a.m. on January 1st.
Oh, wow. Wouldn't that be nice?
If you were given a penny for every $10 he's made, you'd be living comfortably at $65,000 a year. But wait, there's more.
Okay.
He'll make about $19.60 while watching the 100-meter dash in the Olympics and about $15,600 during the Boston Marathon. While the common person is spending about $20 for a meal in his trendy Chicago restaurant, he'll pull in about $5,600. This year, he'll make more than twice as much as all U.S. past presidents for all of their terms combined.
Wow.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it? However, if Jordan saves 100% of his income for the next 450 years, he'll still have less money than Bill Gates has today.
Some people just got it.
Game over. The nerd wins.
The nerd wins. But since you brought up a president and sports, did you know that Abraham Lincoln is in the Wrestling Hall of Fame?
No.
I'm not kidding.
To be honest, I did not know that.
Out of roughly 300 wrestling matches, he lost only one.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. Yeah.
It's here on the internet.
It's got to be true.
Oh, well, yeah, you're right.
No, I mean, he was an old style wrestler. So anyway, just something maybe I thought you'd want to know about so you could bring it up at coffee later today. So if you have something to share on the good stuff, hey, we enjoy hearing from you. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening to this great radio station for more of the good stuff.